This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 12th. Well, fairly quiet day yesterday in cattle as front months were just chopping around sideways. We did start out a bit lower, and then we did get a nice little bump late in the day on feeder cattle. So that's a market that is showing some support here, even though we started out lower and seem to have found at least a temporary high from the big surge that we had last week. We'll see if we get some follow through on the little bit of a bump up from yesterday. In live cattle, a similar story where we started out just a bit weaker. I mean, it was fairly quiet, and then we closed kind of toward the top end of the range. So the market's not backing off very much in either lives or feeders after a very impressive surge higher last week. My feeling is that we're still going to get somewhat of a correction that will grind out some time here for a week or so, and then get another leg up before we start the next leg down. So there's still some room to move. My ultimate time window would be early November to see the seasonal highs come in. So it gives us some time to have a bit more of a correction to the downside and take that next leg up. So we'll see how this all pans out, but ultimately, just looking for this upward trajectory to be a correction of the big move down that we had that started in late August and took us all the way to the 1st of October. This is just a correction of that big down leg. I think we still got another leg coming similar to that one after this correction is over. So that would take us into the winter, probably deep into the winter before we carve out a lows there. So still some pressure, I think, coming in the cattle space, but in the meantime, we'll chop around here for these next few days, it'd be my guess, and we'll take another run up into early November. Cash markets, not much going on so far this week. Last week we were steady with the previous week at 123 on the Fed trade. Dressed was 195. Box beef was mixed yesterday. Choice was down 215 at 281. Select was up 90 cents at 264. The spread lost 305 at 1748. Movement 107 loads. So the box beef, now the choice has steadily been moving lower, but it's the select that has had more of a choppy type of action here over the last week or so. But in the time that we've seen since the August 23rd high, the choice has dropped 32 of those 34 days. That's a drop of $67, which is 19% from that high. In select, we've been down 28 of the last 34 days, that for a loss of $55 per hundred, and that is 17% from its high. So box beef starting to see more of a mixed trade here over the last couple weeks, and most of the support would be showing up in the select, whereas the choice just continues to dribble lower. We're seeing a lot more cattle grade, the higher grade, so that I think that's still part of the pressure on the choice, is just that there's just that much more available to the market. Slaughter number on Monday was 121,000 head. That was 1,000 more than the previous week, and 3,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index lost 95 cents. We're sitting at 153.62. So after a string of about 4 days of moving higher on the feeder index, we're now seeing the market correct back. It's a pretty healthy correction, down 95 cents on a moving average. That's a fairly decent sized number. So moving forward again, I do think we're probably going to get a pullback here to the downside for the next week or so before we take another run up into early November. That, I think, will offer an opportunity to get some hedges on, get some sales booked, at least if we get that normal seasonal rally into early November. Got some decent rains across Southern Plains, which should be, you know, getting winter wheat off to a good start, at least in the eastern half of the plains. And with the corn harvest in the last half of harvest, we're going to see more farmer feeder interest pick up across the Midwest, looking for calves to feed some corn. So that's typically why we see the normal seasonal pattern develop in feeder cattle. It's just demand from your smaller farmer feeders. They'll be competing with the feedlots for these tighter numbers of calves, but nevertheless, that's a big reason. And this year kind of falls in line with that normal pattern. a decent sized corn crop, got plenty of feed, and we've got some rains again that should help get the winter wheat off to a good start and allow for some winter wheat grazing. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.